brings us to agenda item number 14, the PoundNet application. Mr. Gross.
Good afternoon, Commissioner. Run through very briefly a little background that was included in your evaluation packet. This is an item that Commission doesn't see very frequently. Every year you'll see these come up, but not every month. It's been a little time. It's been about a year since we've had a PoundNet application before us on a protest. So Section 30, Chapter 4, VAC 20-25-10, the public comment and commission review provision. When we're considering the licensing of a PoundNet at a new location, the commission is guided by provisions of the Constitution of Virginia, the public trust doctrine, and the commission has to consider the effects of placement of a PoundNet at a new location on these following criteria. Is it, under other reasonable and permissible use of the state waters, is there an impact? Marine fishery resources of the commission, is there an impact? Again, tidal wetlands, adjacent and nearby property and property owners, water quality, submerged aquatic vegetation. We have to look for impacts on all six of these items. Following the public hearing, the commission has the ability to issue a PoundNet license based on what was applied for at the new location, deny the license, or the commission actually can modify the location during the hearing. Now, what we have before us today is a PoundNet application off of the town of Cape Charles, Eastern Shore, Virginia. And I'll just note, and this isn't the full expanse of all fishing devices, but you will note these little green dots along the Eastern Shore, those are all PoundNets. Eastern Shore is probably our heaviest concentration of the PoundNet fishery. So for near the town of Cape Charles, we had a PoundNet application from Mr. Edward H. Bender. This application received this past winter, and it's gone through the review process to include a 30-day notice to public for getting public comment. That began on May 8th when it was advertised in the Eastern Shore News and ended on June 6th. That was the end of the 30-day period. We also advertised these on our website for the full 30 days, trying to get as much public comment as we can on a proposed site. We did receive two public comments, one actually during the public review time period. So if we get a protest during the public comment period, it does come immediately to the commission at the next available date. But we actually have two public comments, one that enacted this hearing and one that followed the one which I'll also address. So during the public comment, we did receive one written protest letter. This was dated on June 5th. This is from Larry Lamond, Vice President of Operations Bay Coast Railroad. Bay Coast Railroad is located right there in the town of Cape Charles on the harbor front. They felt that the placement of the PoundNet where it was advertised would have a negative impact on all the traffic in and out of Cape Charles Harbor. The railroad company itself operates a car float that they state is 410 feet in length, 50 feet wide, and they thought this placement of the net would be detrimental to navigation in that area. And they also mentioned Bayshore Concrete in their letter, which is included in your packet, but we did not receive a comment from Bayshore Concrete. The other protest we received was after the 30-day period, but we included for the hearing, since we already knew we were going to do the hearing. So this came from Ms. Doris Sullivan, mayor of the town of Cape Charles, and it included a couple different points. Mayor Sullivan noted from their opinion that the net would be being placed at a boat harbor, in their opinion, would also hinder navigation. They were concerned about the proximity of the net. It may bring bird droppings and disease during tourist season. And the use of telephone poles to stake nets may introduce pollutants such as creosote into the water. They are also concerned that the placement of the PoundNet could hinder the amount of fish available to their community pier just to the north. So this is the placement of the net here that was advertised. Community fun pier is here off their walkway. This is the town of Cape Charles here to the northeast of that placement. The railroad line actually runs in here into the harbor, and Bayshore Concrete is on the south side. We went and worked with the Eastern Shore Area Office of the Law Enforcement Division and with Engineering Surveying Department of the Habitat Division. And we looked back at historical records, had there been pound nets here before? And actually, in the very location, there had been a pound net as recently as 1994, so 20 years ago. And they actually had records showing pound nets at right off of Cape Charles more than 20 years ago, but nothing in a more recent time period in the last two decades. As far as the navigation issue that was brought up, we went and pulled up the chart, and this is an overlay over top on the navigation charts. And you can clearly see Cape Charles here in the maintained inlet channel coming through Cape Charles Harbor. The net placement is not in the channel. It is to the south of the channel in an area that I don't think anyone that knows any type of navigation would run a boat. It's fairly shallow there. If you cut that corner, you're already putting yourself at risk. Also, we'll note that this is an area where crab pots and gill nets already are permitted to be, so this is just another type of fixed device that would be in that place. As far as concerns about its impact to the fund pier, working through our engineering's website, we measured out what it would be in distance, and it's looking about 1,325 feet between where the pound net would be located and this pier. That's about equivalent to 4 football fields. So it's a little bit of distance here, basically the width of the main opening to the harbor. We looked at some other areas in the state to see if there was something in comparison. Kiptopeek State Park, which has nets north, south, and west of it, also has nets as close as 1,300 feet to that, and they also maintain a fishing facility there, and we haven't had any complaints for that fishing facility. So there are existing nets there. The concern raised about the creosote soaked telephone poles was brought up. I contacted the applicant. This is more of an old practice. The applicant noted to us they would not use those, one, because they're very costly to use, and two, they don't want to deal with creosote. They actually go out and cut fresh gum trees down, and they actually use stripped gum trees to mount their pound nets. And they're not soaked with anything. It's actually natural. So that should alleviate that concern about gum. The use of the gum tree actually is much better. So when we go through back through Section 30, the Public Comment Commission review process, is it a reasonable, permissible use of state waters? Absolutely it is. We have 161 permitted pound nets. We're able to permit 161 pound nets in the Chesapeake Bay proper. This definitely is a permissible use, just as gill nets and crab pots are. Impacts marine fishery resources, it is a fishing gear. Yes, it's going to harvest, but then again, so does gill nets in the same area. Tidal wetlands, there is no impact. No impact to water quality or submerged aquatic vegetation. The only issue, as Bryn really brought up, is adjacent and nearby property owners, and we think we have addressed that issue. It is not hindering navigation. We're not introducing creosote, and it is no closer than any other net to another pier of the same setup. Our recommendation from the staff would be to approve the proposed pound net location, Mr. Edward H. Bender. I am not aware, having looked around just a second ago, if Mr. Bender, the applicant, is here, or if any protestants are here from either the city, from the town of Cape Charles, or from Bay Coast Railroad. It is a public hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Chris. Are there any questions from the commission? Mr. Ballard.
Do you know approximately how wide the channel is going into the harbor?
Going back, I don't have the exact measurements, but I can tell you the channel runs basically from about here to here, so you're talking over 1,000 feet.
Once it starts to come back south.
Once it comes back south, I do not have that measurement, but knowing that this net is approximately 775 feet in distance, it's not the standard 1,200-foot pound net being applied for, it's at 775. It looks like at that point of the channel, at that location, you're talking around 500 feet. 450 to 500 feet would be an approximate value.
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Zebra.
Do you ever contact the Coast Guard to see if there's any, navigation issues, you know, with like channel markers and things like that?
In most situations, we do not, as long as we know we're not actually on an actual navigation area. We do the public notice. They are part of the Eastern Shore. The Cape Charles District is part of the Eastern Shore. They should be seeing these notices but we don't directly contact them on these. If we see it being a navigation issue or something that may come up, we will. We had a case about a year ago where we had a net being placed in the northern off the northern neck that was quite close to a navigation area, and we were contacting about everybody up there trying to get input. But this one is off to the side. I will say that I spoke directly with Captain Ballard of our law enforcement division office for Belhaven. This is his district, and he cannot see any issues with navigation in this position, and they're very familiar with this harbor.
And I'll note, Mr. City Attorney, here that pound nets are prevalent on the eastern shore here, and they have close scrutiny whenever there's a pound net application by the general public. Pound net objections are routine here, that we've only seen two on this particular site. It's actually kind of remarkable from my point of view.
Thank you.
Ms. Haney.
What is the depth of water there? I see a one not too far from it.
Yeah,
is that shallow?
It's fairly shallow water. It's not very deep at all. I mean, obviously, there's got to be a little depth there to be wanting to put a pound net, but it's fairly shallow. It's probably right on the slope heading down to the channels, right where they're going to place it.
Any other questions, Mr. Ritz? Oh, Ms. Erskine.
Joe, is you mentioned that there was a pound net at this location previously, maybe 20 years ago.
Yes.
Was there this kind of opposition at that time?
I am not aware. I don't know if anyone who was here in 1994 could comment on that, but I'm not aware of any opposition.
I can comment that 1994 started 161 cap to pound net licenses. So prior to that, pound nets were placed all over the place.
Thanks.
Thank you, Chief O'Reilly. Any other questions from the commission? Is Mr. Bender present or represented? Mr. Bender, do you have anything to add to the discussion? Terrific. Thank you very much, sir. It's a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to speak either in favor or against this pound net application by Mr. Edward H. Bender? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Ballard.
I motion to approve staff recommendation of the approved pound net in this location.
And we have a motion to approve per staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine. Motion and a second properly made here. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Briss.